Near our home, there are a few railroad crossings. One has this big gate arm that comes down, huge, flashing, red lights, screaming chimes, enormous horn sounding. I don't even know what all. My husband told me on one occasion, a train came across that major street and the arm nor the lights even came on until the train was already blowing past everyone. Not good. The other one has one small sign hidden by a big bushy tree, nothing else. Here we are demonstrating the extreme. One has too much to warn you of the danger, and the other doesn't have enough. Even when you have the helpful signs, the systems may still fail you. The railroad crossing on the back street, without much of a warning at all, intrigues me. I could feel God spiritually nudging me with an elbow in the ribs, like he usually does when he's trying to use an example in everyday's life of his love. Puzzled? I'll explain. Many people race across the tracks without even looking down the tracks both ways, much less coming to a complete stop to check if the track is clear. I've seen whole families in vehicles, talking, singing along, whatever, in their car speeding down the back road like the railroad crossing isn't even there. Why? I'm going to catch this butterfly with my guessing net and say they go right past because they A. don't even see the sign, B. ignore the sign because they have never experienced a train actually running those rails before, and last but not forgotten, C, they have put their trust in the county, city, or government to have made a bigger deal about it if the railroad crossing would give passengers any risk at any time. All of these options, A, B, and C, are appearing by the minute in our world today. For instance, A, don't even see the sign. Our country being plagued with ignorance and denial. Years and years of not paying attention or being too tolerant has brought our nation to the point of almost too late to fix. Thank God miracles can happen. Please apply faith and prayers directly here. Answer B, ignore the sign because they have never blah, 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 blah. I am dealing with this one every day, aren't you? I'm in shock that we are living in times when our president is making deals with our enemies and our allies are being bypassed, ignored, and disrespected. This is progress? How many honest, law-abiding American citizens need to be sacrificed before we realize that even though we may have never seen a train on these tracks before, doesn't mean there isn't one barreling towards us delivering our own destruction? Anything can happen at any time. Wake up, everyone. C scares me. C meaning they have put their trust in the government. Shows our current events today. One important lesson as a Christian living in our world, whether it relates to personal relationships, marriage, friendships, mentorship, observing others in church, in our town, in the media, in our Senate, whoever. I cannot trust in any person. Only put my trust in God. No human being, no matter how pure, how honest they may be, no one can be trusted like our Lord and Savior. It is a completely different situation. We certainly can't trust our government, and we certainly can't trust the media, and we can't even trust the little old lady down the street. If I hear a statement, I have to run it through the God filter to let God's wisdom distinguish whether it is fact or fiction. Listen to God telling you in your head if something is right or wrong, or if it is American morally based or whatever. Only God knows what we should and shouldn't do, and His love, guidance, and protection is the one constant, unchanging facet in our lives. He always has been and always will be. As Christians today, we face many dangerous railroad crossings. I want to encourage everyone to ask, listen, and watch for God's signs that warn of danger and direct us for perfect timing and safe journeys. Let's not keep going through motions or speeding on through life when we should be more contemplative, reflective, meditative, and entirely relying upon God and His will, no matter what. His system will not fail you.